Good morning, happy Sabbath. Thank you for that song, it was beautiful. Every day we need Jesus, don't we? So, the verse I chose this week was Revelation 3:20. Look, I stand at the door and knock, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. So, I don't know about you, but I know that there's been days I've been in my house sitting and there's a knock at the door. Sometimes I don't want to answer it. Maybe it's a vacuum salesman or somebody of different faith who doesn't want to tell me anything I really need or want to know. So maybe I just sit there quietly and wait till they go away. But then when they go away, sometimes I think, maybe it was something important that maybe I should have opened the door and listened to. But I didn't. I just let them go away. So sadly, I will never know if it was something that was super important. So there's another kind of knock. Sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't. It's called an eternal knock, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. The eternal knock is the gentle calling of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Bible, we find many people who heard God knocking on the doors of their lives. Some answer immediately. Others, they try to ignore him. And some have tried to even run away. One man that heard the knock was Saul. Saul heard Jesus calling to him on the road of Damascus. I'm sure you're all familiar with the story, but Saul was a man who persecuted the Christians. He didn't believe what they stood for, and he had followers of Jesus, men and women. He had them all arrested and imprisoned. Let's turn to our Bible to Acts chapter 9, and I'll begin in verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. And the voice replied, "I am Jesus. I am the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice but saw no one. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. So his companions led him by hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days, did not eat or drink. While Saul was waiting, God was working on the other side of another door. A man named Ananias also heard the Lord's calling. God asked Ananias to go to Saul, the man who had been persecuting the Christians. Ananias had every reason to be afraid, but he answered God's knock quickly. Let's jump down to verse 17. So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. After he ate some food, he regained his strength. And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is indeed the Son of God." Wow, what a knock on the door. That certainly wasn't the kind of knock Saul could ignore while staying quiet and hoping whoever was there would go away. Jesus got Saul's attention, and when Saul realized who was calling him, he answered. He opened the door of his life to Jesus, and he followed where God was leading him. His entire life had changed. The man who had been persecuting Christians became the man who preached for Christ. Yes, God knocks on doors for big things, but he also knocks on our doors for little things. Be kind. You don't know their journey. Remember forgiveness. Jesus has forgiven you. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. Love others as God has loved you. There's also another man who heard God's voice calling him, but he responded in a completely different way. Instead of answering the knock on the door, he ran from it. His name was Jonah. Jonah 1:2-3. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against them because I have seen how wicked these people are. Could you imagine running away from God? He's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. I'm not really sure what Jonah was thinking, but Jonah went down to the port of Joppa, found a ship leaving for Tarshish, bought a ticket, and climbed aboard, hoping somehow he could sail away from the Lord. God knocked, and Jonah ran. But before we judge Jonah too quickly, maybe we ask ourselves the question, how many times has God knocked on our doors and we've gone in the opposite direction? Preach that sermon, not for me. Get up and sing, I can't. Instead of saying, yes, Lord, we headed in the opposite direction. That's exactly what Jonah did. But God had something important for Jonah to do. The people of Nineveh needed the message God had him to give. So when Jonah ignored the first knock, you might say that God knocked just a little bit harder. 4-17. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. I don't know if you've ever been on a ship during a rough sea, but I've been on a ship during the beginning of a hurricane, and the ship was rocking, and it was really hard to keep my balance, and the waves outside the window were huge, and I definitely prayed for God's safety and protection. So it's definitely, the rough seas are no joke. Imagine what Jonah and those sailors were experiencing. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo over the board to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down for him. How can you sleep at a time like this? He shouted. Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention and spare our lives. Then the crew cast lots to see which one of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah. Why has all this storm come down on us? They demanded. Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality? Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what should we do to you to stop this storm? Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. I know this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to land, but the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Jonah's God, O Lord," they pleaded, "Don't make us die. Don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. O Lord, you have sent this storm upon us for your own good reasons." Then the sailors picked up Jonah and threw him into the raging sea. The storm stopped at once. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Now the Lord arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. Can you imagine being inside a huge fish for 3 days? I can't imagine what it looked like in there. I can't imagine what it smelled like in there. And I can't imagine how Jonah felt being inside of that fish. There was darkness, surrounded by the consequences of him running away from God and what he had asked him to do. And what did Jonah finally do? He prayed. "I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for the salvation comes from the Lord alone." The Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. Jonah could have continued refusing to answer. He could have remained stubborn. He could have tried to run again and see how far he got. But he answered God's knock. And this time, when God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, Jonah went. So here we have two men, very different experiences. Saul heard God's knock and answered. Jonah heard God's knock and ran. But God was calling both of them. And so the question here today is, which one are you? And which one am I? Are you Saul and you're going to answer right away? Or are you Jonah and you're going to try to run? Because God doesn't knock just once. He continues to knock. Following Jesus isn't about opening that door one time and never hearing another knock. God speaks to our hearts, and he knocks every day. Sometimes he knocks because he wants to lead us somewhere. Sometimes he knocks because he wants us to change. Sometimes he knocks because someone else needs us. Sometimes he knocks because he wants us to forgive others. Sometimes he knocks because he wants us to trust him, and that's not what we're doing. And sometimes he knocks simply because he wants to spend time with us. Yet, sadly, sometimes we still don't open the door. Why? Are we too busy in our everyday lives? Working, watching TV, spending time on social media, thinking our own way out of things when we know we should be asking God how to handle our issues? Do we think we have everything figured out? I know I don't. Do we think we can handle everything on our own? Absolutely not. Do we believe that we don't really need a little guidance, a little strength, a little peace, and a lot of love? Because couldn't we just use the very best friend we would have ever known? And if we don't open that door when it's knocking, we will never find that friend. Are we willing to miss the blessings of his mercy in love simply because we're too busy to answer the door? What exactly is it we're waiting for? Jesus Christ knocks on the heart, asking to come in. Are we going to let him knock in vain? Are we going to answer or refuse? Will we stay quiet, hoping eventually he will turn around and walk away? I will not run in the opposite direction. I will be more like Saul and open the door and let him in. Listen to the words of Jesus again. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice, open the door. I will come in and I will share a meal with you as friends. Let's thank God for his continual knocking. Father God, we are so thankful that you're constantly knocking on the doors of our hearts. Please encourage us to open that door wide and invite you in. We praise you and we thank you. Amen.